Finally, this hour, Coldplay is one of the best-selling bands in the world, but Coldplay has a nagging problem. Not one, not two, but three other artists charged the band with plagiarism on its hit song, Viva La Vida. Are the charges legit? Well, our commentator and humorist, Brian Unger, has this less-than-scientific audio analysis.
Coldplay's latest accuser is Yusuf Islam, more familiar as Cat Stevens, who claims Coldplay's Viva La Vida borrows from his Foreigner suite released in 1973. Let's investigate. First, Cat Stevens' Foreigner suite. And here, the ubiquitous Viva La Vida from Coldplay. Meanwhile, Yusuf Islam needs to get in line behind guitarist Joe Satriani, who has already filed a legal claim against Coldplay for copying his masterpiece, If I Could Fly, released in 2004. That's If I Could Fly, and Viva La Vida. Here's what we know. Coldplay may or may not have stolen from Joe Satriani, and may or may not have stolen from Yusuf Islam, who took his name from himself, Cat Stevens. Meanwhile, Cat Stevens, now Yusuf Islam, and Joe Satriani, still Joe Satriani, need to get in line behind the band Creaky Boards, who first claimed Coldplay based their song Viva La Vida on a song released last year called The Songs I Didn't Write. Ironic? Yes. Stealing? Let's listen to Creaky Boards. Now, once again, Viva La Vida. And here's Satriani again. And here's Cat Stevens, now Yusuf Islam. As a refresher, Coldplay, Creaky Boards, Satriani, Creaky Boards, Coldplay, Stevens, now Islam, Creaky Boards, Coldplay, and Luciano Pavarotti. He will serve as our control group. And finally, all of them at once. Clearly, someone is stealing from someone. But why isn't Yusuf Islam calling out Creaky Boards? Why aren't Creaky Boards going after Satriani? Why isn't Satriani going after the whole lot of them? However this Coldplay kerfuffle plays out, this is going to be a much-needed boost that so many laid-off copyright attorneys have been desperately waiting for.
That's humorist Brian Unger with his musical take on plagiarism charges against the British band Coldplay. If you want to do your own audio analysis, you can find all the songs you just heard at nprmusic.org.